Listen, it's The Burt Show.
One of the biggest bands ever to come out of Atlanta, of course, is Collective Soul. Great hits like Heavy, The World I Know, Shine. But the thing that really stood out for all of us was how they told us that being a rock and roller is really not a lot different than anybody else.
I think we've got the biggest guests that we've ever had in our studio today.
Oh. Not physically.
Not physically.
Thank you.
Well, compared to Bert, though.
I've been working on this.
Yeah. Compared to Bert. Have you guys ever met Bert?
No.
You guys know Jimmy Barron, right?
Yeah.
He's shorter. Bert
really?
Is shorter than Jimmy Barron.
Really?
Yeah, he's what, like 4 foot
wow.
two?
Yeah.
So he's bummed he couldn't make it. Collective Soul is in the studio. Well, part of Collective Soul. Ed and
Thank
Dean
you.
Roland, thank you guys for stopping in.
Thanks for having us.
You guys, cool. This is Collective Soul, by the way, on the off chance that there's someone listening who does not know who Collective Soul is. Ed and Dean Roland from Collective Soul in the studio. Your life's work condensed down to 1 minute and 4 seconds.
Well, we are done. Thank you so much for having us today.
You guys are done. You can retire.
I know. Thanks.
I'm just curious, how does it feel when you hear your own song on the radio? I mean, I know you've heard all your songs 1,000 times, but I'm just curious, how do you react to that?
You know, when it first happened, I would always listen because I would go, God, I could have sang that better, or we could have played this better. And then I've learned to kind of appreciate it and listen to it, just make sure it sounds decent on the radio. And after that, if I hear a song on the radio, I usually turn it just because I know how it sounds.
Right, right.
It's not like something it was exciting at first. But like I said, even when we put a new song out, if I hear it one time, I'll listen to it just to make sure the mix feels right. And after that, I'll usually turn it. It's because I hear it enough and I know. And plus, it's too critical. And I'll sit there and go, I could have done this better, could have done this better. You know.
I'm fascinated by the whole celebrity thing. Like, it's fascinating to me because, you know, you're rock stars, you know. So it's like, how is it, like, are you ever driving home and you want to go through a drive-thru and you think, you know what, I might get the recognition thing, I don't want to deal with it type of thing, or does that ever happen, or do you just...
Not at a drive-thru, but you do get recognized, but usually people are very kind and very...
Usually it's simple to the point.
Yeah.
Love what you
do, and that's it. And you go, thank you.
It's the most freakish thing anyone's ever done to meet one of you guys.
Ooh, that's not good. I don't know. There's been a lot of it.
Because they do it, don't they?
Yeah, it's kind of. There's some strange.
Is it weird you out?
Yeah, a little bit. Just because, you know, we feel normal, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
We are approachable. It's not like we make ourselves not approachable or anything like that. So you don't have to do anything strange. Just come up and talk to us, and we're usually very happy to talk, you know. It's a compliment. And
when did you guys first realize that you've gone from, you know, just being a rock band in Georgia to, like, you're like, we're rock stars? Like, when did that happen?
Friends started calling wanting to borrow money.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I was just talking to Kim about the rookies on the Falcons, who, you know, now are getting their first big paychecks, which compared to some football players aren't that big. They're only talking like 150, 200 grand, you know, relatively. That's mm-hmm. not a ton of money. But these guys who, you know, 3 years ago were in gangs down in like Savannah, mm-hmm. who are now hitting it big and have people that used to be in their gang calling the Falcons office, leaving a message saying, I need $10,000 or we're going to come up there and talk to you about,
right.
you know, being, does that really, we have aunts and uncles climbing out of everywhere?
Well, we don't necessarily have, we didn't come from gangs,
which
gang related.
Yeah, what gang were you guys in?
We're from the bridge, man. We're from the bridge. I just think people misunderstand sometimes because the perception of music in general back from the I think it started in the 70s that, you know, it was very flamboyant.
Right.
You know, no matter if you had one hit song, you know, you had millions of dollars. And it's not necessarily true, you know? So yeah. I just think the perception of what money we do make has been, they've been misled by the media over a lot of years. So
yeah, you got to get a couple albums into it before you're paying cash for the new car.
Yeah,
right?
People don't understand. You're borrowing money to make these records, and you have to pay back the record company, and they have a system down that's much better than the bank. You know, it's strange. You pay them back, and when you make your money, they still don't let you own your music, which is a big gripe I have. It's like borrowing money from a bank, paying the house mortgage back. You pay it off, but yet the bank still owns it, and they rent it out to other people while you're still living there. That's what it means to me when about masters. I hope I didn't get confusing on that, but
right.
It's really strange, and I think that's wrong, and that's the only business I can think of where you create something and yet you do not own it, even when you pay your money back. So I think, I don't know where I went on that.
That leads me into a question, because who owns the cover rights? For example, Alien Ant Farm just did Smooth Criminal.
Right. Well, it's different for different artists. I mean, like Metallica, when they renegotiated their deal, they own their masters. They said, you know what, we're big, you give us our masters. That's why they had a problem with, and Dr. Dre and those people that do own their masters had a problem with
Napster,
because once again, and Napster's great for certain things, but I think it should be the artist's choice, because it does take a lot of money to make music. So if you want to give your music away free, and that, so be it. But as an artist, you know, you should have that choice. Somebody shouldn't be going, you know what, we're taking your work. And
so who does, when Puff Daddy wants to, you know, remix Shine, who does he call? You guys? Record company?
That's a manager question. Who would he call? Oh, God, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Open the Pandora's box. No, actually, the way it works is if they don't change any of the lyrics and if the music stays completely the same.
Right.
If it just wants to cover it, they can go ahead and cover it. But if they want to change any words or lyrics or music or, you know, the arrangement, then they have to contact us and they have to contact Ed. And then Ed can, you know, basically approve that or not. That's how it works out.
And
they got to get a clearance from us.
If they do
basically.
It completely, if they make it sound just like, the if they make Shine it sound is, just like Shine, mm-hmm. and they don't change any lyrics or
right.
anything,
just
and
make
they
like yeah. an urban version of it,
yeah,
you know,
and
like,
they release it,
like Dolly, yeah, Dolly Parton yeah, did yeah. Shine, and she kept, you know, it's the same melody. I mean, you know, it's the same song. It's just.
But do you get any money off of that?
Publishing, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ed gets all the money.
Thank you guys for coming in. It's Ed and Dean Rowland of Collective Soul. Atlanta boys made it big from the bridge.
From the bridge, man.
Collective Soul into his house. Listen for Shine. You know, that's going to be on some website somewhere. Hey, Puff Daddy's covering Shine.
I wish he would. I get paid, remember? I need to be driven around.
There you go. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you again.
No problem. Collective Soul in the studio with the Burt Show, Q100.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.